needs.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em, waking you up with local news, traffic, weather, and fun.
Everybody's smiling, sunshine day. Everybody's laughing, sunshine day. Everybody seems so happy today. It's a sunshine day.
You're listening to The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Happy Wednesday out there, and welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Crew. If you're just joining us from the 5 o'clock newscast, that's on from 5 to 6. Really good show if you've never listened to it.
America in the Morning.
Yeah, if you never listened to it. And it leads up, I don't know if they're as professional as we are on our show. I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, no, they're not.
Yeah, right. Okay. Everybody got their water ready to go?
Stay hydrated.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow. Mother's Day's in 4 days, and chocolate-covered cherries coming your way, and you've got something to surprise for Megan.
Me.
Okay, we hear your little...
It's sealed.
And then unsealed and sealed and unsealed.
Oh, please don't. Oh, wow. Please don't do that in front of us.
It looks so dirty.
Good water.
It's just...
Have some water.
He's like a baby. You know, getting his first little
what
bottle.
What flavor are you rocking today?
Let's see. It's Island Punch.
Mm. Well, Mother's Day, chocolate covered cherries. I hope you've got those ready, everybody.
Tastes like summertime in my mouth.
He's lost his mind. At Memorial Day, 19 days away. Last full day of school is in 22 days. May 28th is the last day. But May 30th is a half day, so you got to go a full day on the 28th. And good luck being there. I think, like Brian mentioned, all the perfect attendance people will be there.
Well, you would think.
I would think so, too.
Would you be there, John?
No.
Not me either.
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm cashing it in.
Either of those days. I don't care if it's a full day of school.
I'd be there if I was principal. But
right,
I mean,
right,
yeah,
right. Well, that'd right. be different. But as a student? Yeah.
Okay, so... Did you ever have that scenario where you had school days after?
I don't remember that far back. If it was, it was...
A long time ago?
Yeah, I'd say at least 10 to 15 years ago.
Well, I was going to ask.
I think there was a time when we had it, and we were probably... you try to plan things. You try to plan things to make the kids want to come to school, like,
right.
like a softball game or... awards day, that kind of thing on those days. I'm sure that's what's going to happen.
Well,
you know,
I was wondering about teachers, whether,
No, they were usually pretty good. They were usually pretty good.
Well, because those are easy days.
Yeah, and they're happy.
And they get labor to clean up their classrooms. That's that half day, that last half
right,
day.
Right, get the chairs, get to put the student desk up. You
that
know,
was
where
always
you can wax the floor.
My least favorite because people kept like the teachers would just put you to work that
oh, yeah.
half day. Stack all the chairs
dust.
And put them up, dust, you're cleaning, you're wiping stuff down, and I'm like, I'm not your servant.
But then
taught you life lessons.
But they would let you go outside for like 2 hours.
Yeah, some. Yeah.
I asked some teachers about it. What are they going to do with those 2 days? Investigative reporting by
dun,
me.
Dun, dun,
yeah.
dun.
And they said they try to plan awards days. They'll do like a basketball game or something. Just
pizza party.
Pizza party, yeah. And the parents all bring stuff in and that kind of thing. So,
and that half day is usually just you pick up your report card and you go home.
I don't know what the rule is about bringing food to school anymore. You know, there for a while they said no food from...
Oh, really?
It had to be store-bought cupcakes and that kind of thing. Mm. I don't know what's the deal with that now. I don't have any clue, but I know... Wilson Elementary is having a fifth grade walk, a senior walk kind of thing on the 9th of May. So, I don't know. But anyway, I do think attendance will be down. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here, but I think attendance will be down
mm-hmm.
this year. You've kind of made me almost run out of time here this morning.
What was that bit on Saturday Night Live where it was always a girl would say something?
Debbie Downer.
Oh, is that
yeah.
Debbie Downer? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think a lot of people will try to go a quick vacation out of town once school gets going. I mean, no, they don't think they have to be there anymore, but who knows? I don't know. So a lot of kids like to go on the days when they don't mean anything. I can remember
those
days.
Are the fun days.
I can remember if they ride the bus particularly, you'd have a busload of kids. Now, it wouldn't be near as many as it was, but there'd still be a bunch there that would show up. And I'd always go, why are they here? No, I didn't. They were fun days as a principal because
a lot of less stress, obviously.
Yeah,
a lot
less stress. And actually, you know, I've maintained for many years that if you can get through October 31st, the rest of the year is not bad. But it's those first 3 months that are the toughest. We got to take a break. The weather's coming up.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Storms also possible during the afternoon. Highs top out near 69 degrees. Wind southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 59. Then a chance for afternoon showers and storms Thursday with highs approaching 79. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the NBA playoffs, Indiana won at Cleveland again, up 2-0 in their second round series. 120-119 this final as Tyrese Halliburton hit the game-winning three-pointer. The Pacers were down by 20 early in the second quarter. Golden State cruised to a win in a game one at Minnesota, 99-88. The Timberwolves from three-point range in the first half were 0-15. Steph Curry left in the first half with a strained hamstring, but Golden State wins. The NBA Executive of the Year is Oklahoma City General Manager Sam Presti. In the NHL playoffs, second round openers went to Carolina and Edmonton. The Hurricanes won in overtime at Washington 2-1. Then Edmonton got three goals in the third to win at Vegas 4-2. Baseball's late game saw Seattle score three times in the top of the ninth to win at the A's 5-3. Angels with six in the eighth defeated Toronto 8-3. Wins for Kansas City and the Cardinals.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back. It's 21 after the hour. You notice, guys, I'm standing.
I did.
I'm going to do some calisthenics, I think, today.
I'm sitting.
I'm sitting.
Brian.
Hey, somebody told me about my knee. You know, I had knee replacement. Uh-huh. And somebody, I've been having trouble with my hip. Well, I not a doctor, but a person that's had the surgery, and had him. She said, "You're going to have to get the other knee done before that'll be straightened out, because my one leg is higher than the other now."
Higher than the other?
Yeah, I didn't know it.
Oh, you've grown.
Well, I think the deterioration of my knee. Well, they put a new knee in there, so it's not off by much, but it's just enough to cause
just
some
a
pain.
Hair.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's true or not.
Wear a lift. Get you a taller shoe on one foot. Then you would be the same height.
You could just have your other knee fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the point she was making.
Yeah.
Said you probably won't get any relief until that happens. Ooh, I don't know how long that's going to be. Probably going to be walking with a limp for a long time. All right. We are powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated over $11 million to local nonprofits. You can find out how your spare change makes a big impact at sharingchange.org. This reminds me. I'm going to talk about Taco Bell. They charge you a penny. You know, they said, do you want to round it up to the nearest?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that or you don't like it?
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me either.
No.
I kind of like it because it makes me, they give even bills. I don't have to have nerdy change on me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like that part. If you do cash.
They do that at Panda, too. Panda Express.
Do you like it?
No.
Oh, I didn't think you would.
They did it at Arby's, too, the other day.
A penny saved is a penny earned.
She didn't bother me.
She didn't ask me until I got up to the window. That's when it's awkward. When I said, nah.
I don't feel bad saying no.
I don't mind them doing it, really. I really don't.
Do you want to, round up for, food for children? Nah.
Heartless.
That's our Brian. Regina Fisher is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for her kindness and generosity. She brightens the lives of those around her with her warm heart and thoughtful spirit. Regina Fisher is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
All right, send in your good neighbor. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the ways to get in your good neighbor nominations to us here at WGNS.
We have failed to mention that this week is Teacher Appreciation Week. And it is.
Oh, I can't believe we
mentioned
failed.
Teachers, of course, Monday. Today is National School Nurses Day. But it is Teacher Appreciation Week this week. So do something nice for your teacher. I know a lot of churches and other businesses are going to be reaching out to the schools and doing lunches and breakfasts this
week.
They
had retirees banquet the other night as well.
Yep.
It's time for our song of the day, and this is Paul Revere and the Raiders Week, and we're going to sing one. Wasn't the biggest hit of theirs, but a beautiful song.
I can't find the right way to say the things I want to say. So there are no words, just a melody for a girl.
Oh, isn't that romantic? A melody for an unknown girl. We'll be right back.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. When Kristen said, okay, when we're going to do the remodel, because we're celebrating 35 years, we also wanted to make it more open and inviting, so we made the lobby a lot more open. Booth seats a little bit different colors to kind of still keep it a little up to date, make it fresh. We wanted to make it cozier, make it a little bit brighter for people to see, to pay homage to where we have been the entire time. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Ludley. A Metro Nashville police official has been charged with official misconduct by the TBI, indicted on multiple charges related to the Covenant school shooting. The now former lieutenant made headlines in a 61-page complaint alleging wrongdoing and unethical behavior at the department. The investigators found Garrett Davidson gained entry to restricted areas and took various criminal case files and internal investigation files, along with other documents, during his employment as a lieutenant at the Office of Professional Accountability. He faces two indictments. Davidson is booked on a $150,000 bond for both of those indictments. The National Park Service wants to know who is stealing roadside plaques from protected property near Chattanooga. Two men were seen removing three bronze plaques that pay tribute to Chattanooga's Civil War history at the northern end of Missionary Ridge. The theft happened about midnight on Sunday at the Sherman Reservation. Two men are described as being white and in their mid-20s with brown hair. If you know anything about the incidents, please contact the National Park Service.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
The Tennessee Department of Transportation's 10-year road project plan is getting a one-time boost of $1 billion, along with $80 million of recurring general fund money, state officials announced Tuesday. It's the first time in history that the state's annual budget includes recurring general fund money for transportation. The $80 million of recurring funds will come from the tire sales tax to TDOT, so no new taxes are required. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew. Good neighbor events coming up. We've got weather, we've got traffic, we've got rewind, we've got today in history. All coming your way in just a few minutes. Also, Man on the Street newsmakers at 646 this morning. And the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf at 657. It sounds like he's being shot.
Yeah, it does. Now. It sounds like a dog dying.
What, is he running off?
Uh-huh. Wow.
Good grief. Oh, he's out of control, man. I'm telling you, he's out of control. Got a few little facts I want to throw at you today.
I love facts.
Okay. Just some little things to talk about.
Are these smart ways to live?
No. Oh. No, they're not. No, they're just little facts.
Is it something stupid?
You know, Japan has a vending machine for every 23 people.
Wow.
You know what the vending machines
have in
them?
I know they have lots of little trinkets. You can buy socks. You can buy anything in a vending machine in Japan.
Ramen.
Well, here's their most popular. Drinks. Mm. Ice cream. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you do that? You have a frozen, I guess you have a frozen vending machine. Noodles. Mm.
I said ramen.
That's noodles.
Yeah. And disposable cameras.
Yep.
If you're busy, you know, if you're out touring, I guess.
I know they've got, like, toys. You can get just about anything from a vending machine in Japan.
Here's another little fact. I wish I had a song with this. Wally Amos.
Another little fact with John.
Wally Amos. You know his cookies, chocolate chip
famous.
Amos cookies.
He's famous, famous for those.
He was. Do you know what he was before he invented the cookie, his cookie?
He was a beef farmer.
He was an electrician.
No, he was a talent agent who discovered Marvin Gaye, Simon and Garfunkel, and Diana Ross.
Wow. You go from that to cookies.
Yep. Do you know what Spam was? No, I've got that.
That's
one.
What we did yesterday. We couldn't remember
right,
it. It was
Here's my final one. No. What letter? You'll know this one. What letter doesn't appear in any state? Any state there, like Arizona. What letter does not appear in any state?
X.
Yeah, I would think X.
Or
that's
Q.
Pretty good.
It's X or Q. I can't remember.
It's Q.
Okay. So I technically
now I'm thinking about X. Who's got
Texas.
X?
Oh, yeah.
Texas. Yeah.
So
go.
It's Q.
Yeah, I was thinking Phoenix, but that's a city.
Yeah.
Okay. And then one more. Kleenex.
Betcha.
Yeah, that's for sneezing. And
it is a name brand.
Was actually designed for gas masks back in World War I. They were a very much thicker material.
Okay.
And then they said, oh, we could blow our nose in it. So let's lighten it up and make it softer, and that's where Kleenex came from.
Instead of keeping a cut-up old piece of T-shirt in my back pocket and sticking it back in after I blow my nose.
Have you ever noticed older people, too, they still handkerchiefs are still very popular? Uh-huh. You know,
that was my dad's. He always had one. Ugh.
And I can understand it, but I just don't want it in my pocket the rest of the day after I've blown my nose in it, you know. But it used to be, they were even popular in my age a little bit.
Now they have lotion in them.
The handkerchiefs?
The Kleenex.
Or the Kleenex. Oh, the Kleenex. Okay, yeah. Okay, don't know where that came from.
Well, now they are soft on the nose.
They're soft on the nose?
Yeah, the little lotion helps to keep your nose from getting so red and raw.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, John.
I have a problem.
What is that?
You're going to have to do Today in History this morning.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you lost your sheet?
It disappeared.
That is a big problem.
Let me see if it's here. I may have gotten mad yesterday when I read it the wrong time, so I tore them all up. But I don't have time. Go ahead and do it. I think you're good enough to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, well, here they are.
Turn to Turner Security.
No, I just have the eight. Go ahead.
Man, that was an emotional roller coaster. You said yes, do it. I got excited. Yeah, you said no, I've got it. And I don't I'm have it. Down. And...
No, I got it. I don't have it. You got to do it.
Okay. The city of New Orleans was founded in 1718.
Boo.
The first U.S. presidential inauguration ball for George Washington held in 1789, and it was held in New York City.
Boo.
Swedish chemist Alfred Nobel, or Nobel, I would think, patented dynamite in England. The first three patents that he would receive for explosive materials.
Kaboom.
Glenn Miller records the Chattanooga Choo Choo for RCA.
I liked the way you did that one. I liked how you said it. Yeah,
and in 1966, the Mamas and the Papas.
Try to make it better than me.
With Monday, Monday.
Monday, Monday.
Hit number one in 66.
Hey, I found mine.
Okay.
No, go ahead. I got the last two.
Monday,
no, you got it.
Just
no, I got it. No, go ahead since you're doing
it. I'm very confused now.
The Long and Winding Road becomes the Beatles' last American release in 1970.
The Long and Winding Road.
Dalton, be sure that's played at my funeral.
I'll do my best.
No, be sure. Don't do your best.
I don't know how much say I'm going to have at your funeral, John.
I'm going to tell them that you're going to be in charge of the music. And in 1975, U.S. President Gerald Ford declares an end to the Vietnam era.
And that was a long and winding road itself.
Okay, you did the first part. That's all I need, okay?
That's my segue.
Quit interfering.
This is CBS Rewind. May 7th, 1934.
He is the unfortunate victim of one of the commoner phobias.
The nationwide release of the horror movie, The Black Cat.
The living embodiment of evil.
May 7th, 1987.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
The fifth season finale of
Sometimes You Wanna Go.
Cheers.
Where everybody knows your name.
It was Shelley Long's final regular appearance.
I'll be back here. Okay?
I'm Brandon Brooks.
I'll see you in 6 months.
Okay. And that's...
Okay. It's better.
Rewind.
Have a good life.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Storms also possible during the afternoon. Highs top out near 69 degrees. Wind southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 59. Then a chance for afternoon showers and storms Thursday, with highs approaching 79. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Good morning. That traffic volume has really picked up the last few minutes. It's coming down I-40 right now through the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County, trying to get into Hermitage. It's loading up pretty good with volume now. Right on schedule, 24 westbound at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic flowing in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, coming into Davidson County on 24 westbound. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, no matter if it's for a car, big truck, it doesn't matter. Call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
You've heard us talking with Cliff Sharp over at Greenhouse Ministries about their family culture class. And the culture class is in the dining room there at Greenhouse Ministries. It's absolutely free and will benefit your family. That's on the third Tuesday of each month, 6 o'clock in the evening at Greenhouse Ministries. Well, our local Rutherford County Public Library is offering free computer classes. You need to be a part of that. And if your smartphone is challenging you, drop into any of the Rutherford County Public Libraries and they'll work with you to figure it out. No charge. The Rutherford County Public Libraries are there for you. Here's something else. Sometimes we just need to get together and help each other. There's a grief support group every Wednesday morning at 10, and it's free, over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center here in Murfreesboro. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. And the St. Clair Center is at 312 St. Clair Street. This reminder, we're critically low on blood. Please give blood to the Red Cross. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Start your day with the headlines from the Rutherford Roundup. Get the latest news, events, and stories shaping Rutherford County all in just minutes a day. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform or WGNSradio.com and stay informed and never miss a beat.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel.
Hear our sermons on WGNS Sunday night at 7:30.
Our sermons are loaded with the keys of the kingdom. If you don't have the keys, you'll be stranded.
Visit HolyHillChapelTN.org to hear our podcast.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
21 before the hour. What's on before us? Air America in the Morning. Is that the name of it?
At 5 o'clock, yes. With Jim Trout.
Well, they have it's a good show.
That boy named after a fish.
The numbers on that show are amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Really, people. And you asked me why there's so many, and I go, well, we follow them.
That's the biggest reason.
Yeah. And it's a holdover from back when that used to be your time slot.
Oh, yeah. I think I really actually started all the popularity of that show. I was in the 4 a.m. to 6.
That's right.
Weekday mornings.
6:30, actually.
And then went to work after
And then
that.
Who followed you up?
Then
Scott.
It was Wake Up Crew. Oh, then it was Scott in the morning.
Well, no. Who took that over before America in the Morning?
There was something in, I
was
don't
that
know.
Zach Troutman was on that for a while, wasn't he?
Yes, I think that's okay. Right.
Yeah. So we had two people named after fish. We had Troutman, and then we had...
We have to do the dad joke.
Jim Trout. This from John Young. You know, I went to Donut Country and asked, what do you have with no fat and no sugar?
Really?
Know what they said?
No.
The napkins.
That's pretty good.
That's a five, man.
Five,
it's John Young is on a roll. Jeez, I hope he calls us.
Now, what would that be if he did it?
Two. Three. 641 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay right here with us.
CBS News Brief. Hailing from 70 countries, cardinals are now being sequestered from the outside world to begin a conclave to elect a new pope.
CBS's Mary Calvi is at the Vatican with more on the transition from the late Pope Francis.
Francis's fisherman's ring and his official seal were destroyed. This marked one of the last formal rites of the transition from his pontificate to the next.
Beginning today, the TSA will no longer accept IDs that do not comply with real ID requirements. You'll still be able to fly with a valid passport, but flyer Brandi Marshall is just fed up with it all.
If you got a driver's license, most likely it's you. So why you need all this extra stuff? I mean, it is what it is. I'm not going to argue with them, but hopefully I can get out of here in time.
There are explosions and fire on the contested India-Pakistan border. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The last time it's been this bad was back in 2019, where they were at the brink of war, or at least extending fighting after a car bomb in Kashmir.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Rutherford County residents should brace for a warm and dry summer, as forecasts predict above average temperatures across the region. The Old Farmer's Almanac reports that Middle Tennessee will see a gradual rise in heat, with June starting off near normal before intensifying through July and August. The Climate Prediction Center indicates a 33 to 50% chance of hotter than average conditions for Rutherford County during the summer months. Although rainfall levels remain uncertain, typically the average is around 79 degrees and around 4 inches of rain per month from June through August. Reflecting on 2024, last summer was one of the hottest on record. NOAA reported a national average temperature of 73.8 degrees between June and August, making it the fourth warmest summer ever, with Tennessee's recording its second driest August on record. Meteorological summer kicks off on June the 1st, with astronomical summer following on June 20th. Residents across Murfreesboro and Smyrna are advised to prepare for another scorching season by staying hydrated and practicing heat safety. In addition, peak tick season is underway across Rutherford County, lasting from May through August. Ticks thrive in grassy, wooded areas, posing a risk to those enjoying outdoor activities. To minimize exposure, experts recommend avoiding tall grass, sticking to the center of trails, and wearing long sleeves and pants. Treating clothing and gear also adds protection. After spending time outdoors, residents should check carefully for ticks and remove them promptly with tweezers, followed by cleaning the bite area. Vigilance is key to staying safe during this region's peak tick months. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in 3 or 4 times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's Place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, you know, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, you know? Just feel so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Franklin's Printworks is more than a print shop. They're a proud part of Rutherford County.
It is a focus of ours to be involved in the community. We partner with folks like the Journey Home and the Center for the Arts and all these places that help make our community better, and we're proud to do that.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks, supporting local businesses, schools, nonprofits with high-quality printing, banners, signs, direct mail, and more.
We love to do stuff for the churches, for schools, for nonprofits.
Franklin's Printworks, trusted by the community.
Murfreesboro is a big enough city with a dense enough population where a recycling program could flourish.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
We're proposing and committing to building, operating, and growing recycling programs at the Middle Point Landfill facility in conjunction with the county and hopefully with participation with the cities in Rutherford County too.
Middle Point's trying hard to work with local government in order to start a recycling program.
We're ready to make a change there.
The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Information you need about preparing your will and estate plans.
Some families don't have an estate plan in place.
It's a really tough topic. You know, my dad several times said, oh, I'm not going to worry about all that. You can just take care of that when, when things go. But I think it's something that's really important, and I think he has started to see the importance of that as well.
And that's local attorney Sonia Wright.
Well, nobody wants to talk about death. Unfortunately, it usually comes up once someone has passed away or once there is something happening.
How long does it take to put this together?
It's an ongoing process. We can come in and we can get your wills done quickly because it's not something that you just set up and then you're done. I mean, you need to think about the changes in your life. We have a questionnaire that we send out that kind of gives the overview of everything. And then we set up a time to meet with the individual, make sure that we understand exactly what the needs are.
I've heard some scary stories about people who decide to put it together themselves.
You know, we definitely have a do-it-yourself mindset. We actually had someone that hand wrote out some of their wishes, and unfortunately, because it didn't meet the requirements in Tennessee, those wishes probably will not be upheld for them.
It's never too early to do your estate planning, and that's information you need from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we do remind you that we have the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. Okay, the wolf's been shot, and now it's running off. I think coming up at 6:57. Wow, the talent you have is just unbelievable.
Thank you.
I mean, it really is. We had a kangaroo in Alabama that got
out.
I
thought you were going to say we had one in the studio.
No, well, we have a wolf.
Boing, boing, boing. Okay,
well.
What is happening?
I'm a rabid kangaroo.
We had a... It closed the interstate down for like 3 hours, and they finally got the kangaroo back. I didn't know you could raise kangaroos in Alabama, but evidently you can.
You're probably not supposed to.
I think they are. I think they have a law. Exotic animals... In Alabama, there's a few states that let exotic animals exist. But why would you want one for a pet? They just
Kangaroos are big.
Yeah,
you
they're
ever
strong.
Seen they're like jacked. They got big old biceps and stuff.
They can hurt. They can do damage to you.
Have you seen this discussion going back and forth on 100 men versus one gorilla? Who would win? Like a group of 100 men fighting one big old silverback gorilla.
Yeah, it's been talked about on the Rick Burgess show all last week, and the first 40 are dead.
Now, I mean, I think I could take the gorilla on my own, but if you take me out of it...
I don't think you can.
I think the gorilla's probably winning that fight. What would be your bet, John? 100 men versus a gorilla.
The gorilla.
You're going gorilla. Just that easy.
I don't know. Just like pure fighting him or...
Yeah, no guns.
Okay, yeah. I'd say the gorilla probably would win. Mm. All right, it's time for our... Something that we do every time this year that we haven't done, and we are now doing it because the report is in and it is full, and we are ready for the Wake Up Crew graduation report with Brian Barrett.
And we salute the first class of 2025 to graduate Stewart's Creek High School next Tuesday, the 13th, 7 o'clock. All of these are at the Murphy Center, unless I tell you differently. On Wednesday, the 14th, Rockvale and the Rockets. They'll graduate, walk across the stage, Smyrna, on Thursday the 15th, and on Friday the 16th, Blackman High School, all times 7 o'clock. Also on Friday at Life Point in Smyrna, Holloway High School students will graduate, as well as Eagleville School graduates walking across the gym floor at 7 o'clock as they graduate in the school's gym. Then on Saturday, big day for graduations, Riverdale 10 a.m., Laverne 2:30, Siegel at 7 o'clock. That's on Saturday the 17th. And then we wrap up with Sunday the 18th when the Oakland High graduates will walk across the stage at 2:30, Central Magnet at 7 o'clock. And we congratulate all of the graduates of the class of 2025.
That always makes me emotional, that music. I always cry. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You are kind of tearing up.
Every graduation I've ever gone to makes me cry if I know them. So, and
the graduation report, I would like to say, was part of our WGNS newscast last week. So somebody's a little late to the party.
How did it get there, buddy?
Just saying.
Time for celebrity birthdays now.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1812, Robert Browning, English poet, born in London, England.
I'm the Pied Piper.
Wow.
1901, wow. Gary Cooper, American actor, born in, what is that, Helena or Helena?
Helena.
Helena, I can't remember. Montana, he played in Sergeant York and High Noon.
Do not forsake me, oh my God. On this hour, wedding day.
That song is sung by Tex Ritter, who is John Ritter's father.
So it would be the grandfather of the John Ritter's son. Yeah.
Jason.
Jason Ritter.
Edwin Land was born in 1909, American inventor of instant photography and co-founder of the Polaroid Corporation. In 1919, Eva Perón, Argentina's first lady, actress, suffragette, unionist, and humanitarian, who has inspiration for A.O. Weber's musical Evita. Andrew Lloyd Webber. Well, Andrew Lloyd Webber had some great Broadway musicals.
Yeah.
1922, Darren McGavin. He's an American actor. Was in A Christmas Story. He played the dad. Mm. And he was also in Kolchak, The Night Stalker. In 1933, Johnny Unitas, an NFL quarterback of the Baltimore Colts and San Diego Chargers. One of the greats, born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And in 1950, Tim Russert, American television journalist and host of NBC's Meet the Press. Born in Buffalo, New York, he died in 2008. That was a rather sudden death. That's sorry to hear that. All right, that's a look at our celebrity birthdays. Now to the regular birthday list. Ya-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha-cha. Ron Byers has a birthday. Bernie Steen, Sam Pennycup, Lori Jenkins, and Phyllis Dillon have birthdays today. Happy birthday from WGNS.
A few of the names we have on the list so far, but you can certainly add to it if you've called or text in already this morning. We've got it. We'll announce all of those names at 8 o'clock. But if you haven't, you got until about 7:30 to get them in. 615-893-1450 on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Oh, well, okay. It's Wednesday. It's hump day, by the way. Did I say that? It's hump day, yeah. And coming up, we're going to take our last look at the weather before we break the news here on News Radio WGNS.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Storms also possible during the afternoon. Highs top out near 69 degrees. Wind southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 59. Then a chance for afternoon showers and storms Thursday with highs approaching 79. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Mark your calendar. May 9th kicks off the 50th year of the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Dozens of vendors, one local tradition. Fresh food and pride of growing it local. At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. We are seeing a couple of rain showers out here, especially north of Nashville, up in parts of Robertson County, Sumner County, as it gets heavier out here in Dixon County. I-40 coming eastbound through Kingston Springs as traffic loads up now, right on schedule out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, 24 westbound as you work your way up through the Antioch area. Hey, if you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof and now that roof is starting to leak, call Independent Roofing Specialist today at area code 615-647-9007. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the MyMTE app.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
3 times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Apple TV Plus has a big hit with the studio, so can we get more?
Totally, shouldn't be a problem.
Excellent. The Seth Rogen-led comedy officially getting the green light for a second season. It is a home run with critics and audiences. It's about a fictional movie studio with Seth in charge.
You bought my movie just to kill it?
I did.
Did we mention it's hilarious, too? And the season one finale drops May 21st. And here's another date to put on your calendar.
September 18th, 2026.
The spell and the date have been cast for Practical Magic 2, the sequel to the 90s cult classic with Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman.
That's right, I'm back.
For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to Hump Day Wednesday here on The Wake Up Crew. And we want to say congratulations to Regina Fisher, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for her kindness and generosity. She brightens the lives of those around her with her warm heart and thoughtful spirit. Regina's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you know someone who's gone the extra mile, it's super simple. Super easy to get those into us. Call or text 615-893-1450. That is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. That's the website. Same process for birthdays. Call or text 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get those into us so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
We have another hour of the Wake Up Crew to go. Brian will take charge. And Brian, what do you got on slate for the 7 o'clock hour?
I've got 9 minutes to figure that out, and I'm going to use every second.
All right, stay tuned. CBS News is coming up next. Our time is 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Electing a Pope.
This conclave really comes down to a referendum on Francis.
India versus Pakistan.
This is one of the most dangerous escalations.
Real ID.
It is in full effect at airport checkpoints.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Nora O'Donnell in Rome with the CBS World News Roundup. A mass began the day for cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church who are beginning the process of electing a new pope, an event steeped in history and mystery. There is pomp, drama, and anticipation here. The dean of the College of Cardinals urged voters to find a pope who prizes unity and sets aside personal interests. Seth Doan is with me here in Rome with more on the leading contenders for the papacy.
Vatican watcher John Allen has been publishing a papabile of the day on his site, Crux.
We tend to look at this really as a horse race in a way. Is that fair?
Catholics believe that all of this unfolds under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The fact that this is a supernatural process doesn't make it any less human, and therefore doesn't make it any less political.
He thinks there's a clear front runner, the Vatican's top diplomat.
The Italian Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the man who was Pope Francis' Secretary of State.
Or a Vatican outsider also credited with bridging divides.
Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, sort of the top Catholic in the Middle East.
Or the American Robert Francis Prevost, who lived in Peru, speaks Spanish, and mixes those worlds. Or for a conservative, the man who led opposition to some of Francis's outreach to the LGBTQ community.
Cardinal Fridolin Ambongo from Kinshasa, Congo. So there are a lot of horses in this race.
I'm Chris Livesay in Rome. The decision to elect the Pope will take place inside the Sistine Chapel amid frescoes by Michelangelo, which include the Last Judgment, as 133 cardinal electors make their own judgment on the direction of the church. It's called the conclave, or with a key, because of the secrecy of the voting. Banned are cell phones, TV, magazines, and any exposure to the outside world. Only the Holy Spirit is supposed to intervene. The voting will end when white smoke puffs from a chimney on the roof of the chapel, followed by the words, Habemus Papam. We have a pope.
Monsignor Liam Bergen tells us how this could play out.
The last two elections happened in the second day. So in day two, so after four ballots. If it doesn't happen on the second day, I expect that we are going to get a surprise candidate, that the obvious candidates are not managing to get the required two-thirds of the vote.
Our CBS News polling shows American Catholics overwhelmingly approve of how Pope Francis led the church. More than a third say the next pope should have more conservative teachings than Francis. Steve?
Well, Nora, there's been a sharp and deadly escalation in tensions between two nuclear-armed powers, India and Pakistan. Here's CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
Strategic U.S. partners on the brink of war again. Indian missiles overnight slammed into Pakistan-controlled territory. Delhi unleashed more after sunrise in what it called Operation Sindoor, destroying what it said were nine terrorist campsites. Taking revenge against Pakistan for gunmen who 2 weeks ago massacred 26 people, mostly Hindu men, at a tourist hotspot in the disputed Kashmir region, which both India and Pakistan claim.
Today's the first day U.S. travelers are supposed to have real ID to board domestic flights. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
It's real ID go time, even though the TSA expects nearly one in five flyers today will not have a compliant ID. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
They may be diverted to a different line, have an extra step, but people will be allowed to fly.
Flyers without a real ID will receive additional security screening at the checkpoint.
How early should I get here?
So we're really recommending that 2 to 3 hour time frame, just in case.
Dan Wiley's TSA's acting security director for Washington State.
We are not expecting meltdowns, not expecting excessive wait times. We're planned, we're prepared, and ready to go.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
During his sit-down yesterday with Canada's Prime Minister, President Trump revealed the U.S. is going to stop its attacks on Houthi rebels in Yemen.
The Houthis have announced that they are not, or they've announced to us at least, that they don't want to fight anymore.
They have been a threat to Red Sea shipping. The USS Harry Truman has been central to the American effort in the Red Sea, and for the second time in recent weeks, an F-18 fighter jet on the carrier has been lost. CBS's Eleanor Watson says it happened as the jet was landing.
Something went wrong with the arresting gear to catch the jet on the carrier, so the jet continued to fly until it landed in the water. Both crew members safely ejected.
No injuries reported among crew members on the carrier. Last month, a $70 million F-18 slipped off the hangar deck. The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to enforce a ban on transgender people in the military while legal challenges proceed. CBS's Charlie Daggett is at the Pentagon.
This is something the defense secretary has been behind from day one after President Trump's executive order, revoking an order that had already been in place by President Biden to let transgender members serve.
Two U.S. officials tell CBS News that the Trump administration may soon start deporting migrants to Libya. Deportations would be carried out by the military as soon as this week. Reports say the EPA plans to end Energy Star, the blue label program that certifies the energy efficiency of home appliances. It's all part of the cutbacks and reorganization at the agency. Over the winter, the Chamber of Commerce and trade groups urged the EPA to keep Energy Star. Federal Reserve policymakers conclude a two-day meeting today. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says President Trump has called for lower interest rates, but a downward move today is unlikely.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell is likely to say that they want to see more data before deciding what to do next.
Legendary singer Smokey Robinson is being accused of sexual assault in a lawsuit seeking $50 million in damages. Four women who were former housekeepers for the 85-year-old Robinson say the incidents took place between 2007 and 2014. There's been no comment from Robinson. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
The Peace Lily is so last year. Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air. Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay, things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kaffin. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Moving along with more information straight ahead and some conversation as well with the Wake Up Crew. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett here at 7:09. Let's get a quick check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by locally owned Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Storms also possible during the afternoon. Highs top out near 69 degrees. Wind southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 59. Then a chance for afternoon showers and storms Thursday with highs approaching 79. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 59.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Starting to load up a little bit more volume coming through Hendersonville, leaving Sumner County on Vietnam. That's going westbound at Conference Drive. Starting to pick up pretty good down from the north through Millersville on 65 southbound. Watch your speed. I-40 out through Dixon County, headed on into Kingston Springs as it gets heavier now. Northbound 65 here in Spring Hill, where 65 connects with 840. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has live entertainment starting tonight at 6 o'clock. Order online throughout the day at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
May 9th, the 50th year of the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
50 years of farm-to-family freshness at the Lane Agripark on John R. Rice Boulevard.
7 a.m. to 1. It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
May 9th at Lane Agripark in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Fights breaking out. 7-11, 7-12, just about it here at News Radio WGNS. And we're here for the second hour of the Wake Up Crew, Wednesday morning, hump day edition. And glad you're with us here. Mother's Day is 4 days away, so don't forget it, fellas. I know, you probably forget about it. You had Cinco de Mayo, and that was all that was on your mind, but Mother's Day, Sunday. Memorial Day, 19 days away, and that kind of marks the start of summer, except if you're in school, you got a couple more days to go. Last day of school is on Friday the 30th. It's a half day. Brian, John, Dalton here with you, and this morning, because, you know, led by discussion last week, and John has now been crowned the king and CEO and all-around determinator.
Jeez.
Wow.
Of the song of the day. And it happens to be Paul Revere week.
I can't find the right way to say the things I want to say. So there are no words, just a melody for a girl.
So the song starts like that and ends like that, but then you've just got the music in the middle.
Well,
it's a very interesting song.
Yeah, he sings a little bit at the end.
Yeah.
We could play her the whole thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing that he saw.
Do you think he knew the girl?
Yes.
Okay, I figured.
A melody for an unknown girl.
But a known girl.
But I think it was just kind of like he saw her and always admired her. And you know.
Is his name actually Paul Revere?
Yes, it is. And Mark Lindsay was the lead singer. Fang played one of the guitars. His name was Fang.
Mm.
So, what am I going to do next week? You said you were going to help me. What are we doing?
Because
he's gonna. If not, he'll do his own thing and take
underrated
over.
Artist.
Underrated artist.
For different genres.
For different genres.
So we'll have to have the name of the person or the group and the song, and in which order you would like it to play. Five selections.
Can't you go in there on your computer and it'll do it for you?
I'm just a creative consultant. I just give ideas.
Can't you go in the computer and do that, though, and get all that information?
But that's not my responsibility anymore.
It is when you do the computer.
You're the computer, man.
I need a
list.
I don't know
who the musical genres are, but I'm in top of my head, different ones.
I got it. I'll do it right now.
Yeah, do it right now. Show him. Show him, Mr. Dalton.
Have Mr. Donald Glover over there do it for you.
You know, if you're going to be this difficult to work with,
I'm
in charge, I may just decide
to play the lawman.
Let's see. For rock/alternative, Nothing But Thieves. British alt rockers with killer vocals, emotional punch, and a blend of gritty.
Just you need to write them down and give them to him.
Hip hop and rap, Saba. Country and folk, Coulter Wall. Electronic and indie pop, Roosevelt. R&B and soul, Ne-Yo.
I think we need to kind of. Okay.
We don't know any of those people.
Maybe
Dalton.
Well, that's the point.
Maybe we need a longer list.
This is not my responsibility either.
Okay, all right, okay. I'm canning that.
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Week number two.
I'm gonna do it myself. The best hits of Herman's Hermits. And I'll get them down to you in just a minute.
Oh, we don't know any of those people. That's How about some Herman's Hermits?
You don't know Peter Noon?
No!
Okay, let's see. Engelbert Humperdinck. How about...
Who sings Tiny Tim? Tiny Tim's greatest hits.
He only had one.
Oh, but I'm sure there are some others out there.
I'm going country. Let's go country. We're going to do Carrie Underwood.
Oh, okay.
Five songs from her. Can you look that up for me? Do I need to look them up?
Jeez.
See, I'm not going to be looking these up every day, every time.
Well, you gave me a full list last week.
I know, but that's just because I knew it on top of my head. Carrie Underwood, five hits from her.
Well, it should be off the top of your head.
I don't care.
I'm kind of
we
following,
don't even have to have the segment for all I care.
I'm kind of following Dalton Humperdinck. Or what was his name?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Engelbert. Uh-huh. Engelbert.
Hmm. Engelbert Humperdinck.
Why did he use my name? I'm his son. You'd think he would recognize it if somebody had my name.
I'll tell you some of that. Somebody else you could do. I can give you those five. But see, they're all in my era. You don't want to hear that all the time. Mix it up, man.
You're the CEO.
You appointed me CEO. I resign.
You can't resign.
Effective immediately.
There's no one else to take it
I'm
over.
Jeff Bezos, and I'm saying I'm out.
Man, it was such a weight lifted off of my shoulder.
I'm out, man. You've ruined it for me. I have no more fun. No, done.
How is it not fun? I mean, we're in the middle of Paul
Why
Revere
can't
and the
we
Raiders
do a collaborative
week?
Thing here, you know?
How about, because I'm the only one who would ever suggest this because of the two types of music that you guys listen to.
Yeah, we're kind of scared.
Top five rap songs of all time.
Okay, top five rap songs of all time. But you have to give them a list.
All right, Kendrick Lamar.
What? Right?
You'll have to write it down. I can't remember things. We've talked about malls on this show before.
Who?
Malls. You know, and those.
Moles.
No, malls. Stones River Mall in particular.
This is what's called a collaborative effort right here.
I'm just going to text it to him.
Okay.
Near the Miller's Ale House is coming a Bank of America, but it's not within the mall, but there are some new things coming to the mall.
You mean the Avenue?
No, Stones River Town Center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it a mall? It's a partial mall, I guess.
Well, it's indoor and outdoor kind of thing, okay. But yeah. So you're going to have a Bank of America, but some of the things coming inside, a Paul Mitchell School inside. X-Golf.
That's hairstyling.
Yeah.
Mm.
X-Golf, Binks Outfitters.
I thought Binks was already there.
Maybe they're expanding that.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
There's a K-Pot Korean barbecue and hot pot coming soon. So maybe it is. Maybe Binks is there. I'm not 100% sure.
I like hot pot. I like Korean food.
One thing that was left over from yesterday, John won't care about the pulled pork, but Arby's has a pulled pork quarter pound sandwich.
Mm.
And a quarter pound smoked brisket sandwich. I had the barbecue sandwich just because I thought, wow.
You paid for that?
I did.
He likes barbecue.
Oh.
And it tastes like it comes from a good barbecue place.
Mm.
I mean, they have the meats, and now they have pulled pork.
They have the meats.
Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the NBA playoffs, Indiana won at Cleveland again, up 2-0 in their second round series. 120-119, this final as Tyrese Halliburton hit the game-winning three-pointer. The Pacers were down by 20 early in the second quarter. Golden State cruised to a win in a game one at Minnesota, 99-88. The Timberwolves from three-point range in the first half were 0-15. Steph Curry left in the first half with a strained hamstring, but Golden State wins. The NBA Executive of the Year is Oklahoma City general manager Sam Presti. In the NHL playoffs, second round openers went to Carolina and Edmonton. The Hurricanes won in overtime at Washington 2-1. Then Edmonton got three goals in the third to win at Vegas 4-2. Baseball's late game saw Seattle score three times in the top of the ninth to win at the A's 5-3. Angels with six in the eighth defeated Toronto 8-3. Wins for Kansas City and the Cardinals.
When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated
coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 722. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS, 101.9, 100.5, WGNSradio.com.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And welcome once again on a Wednesday to Random Questions. I'm John Dinkins, your host, and we'll be talking and asking questions to Brian and Dalton Barrett this morning.
Are you going
to
speak this fast this whole time?
I'm going to try.
Are we all going to do it?
If you're waiting for your ship to come in, what's on that ship?
Money.
Pirate's booty.
Arr. What's the last thing you do before you go to sleep at night? What's the last thing you do? Now, the last thing.
I pee. I let the dog out.
Thank you.
This is
Thank
my night
routine.
For
letting the Rutherford Countyans know that that's what you do.
It's okay. Going to get worse. I let my dog out into the backyard, and while he is in the backyard peeing, I stand on the back porch and I pee in the backyard.
Oh, my.
And then he goes to his house and I get in the bed.
That's why there are police reports. I kiss my little puppies goodnight, tuck them in.
Sweet. I put mine in his crate and slammed the door shut.
Yeah, go to your house.
And I put a blanket over the crate where he can't see anything I'm doing. You've won a two-week cruise for two. Who would you take with you?
I feel like I don't have much choice. I would take my dear wife, Megan.
Is this two additional people or just you and somebody?
Who would you take with you if you've got a two-week cruise for two? That means you and somebody else.
For clarification, when I say I don't have a choice, I mean I don't want to take any of you guys.
Yeah, I think that was very good that you clarified that.
Yeah, I want to clarify that.
I would give it away to two people that I admire because I don't want to go on a cruise.
I don't want any. I don't want them. I don't want a cruise.
Well, you could give it to your daughter.
She's already been on one, yeah. What would happen if everyone on Earth jumped at the same time?
Ooh, the Earth would wobble. There would be a big wobble on Earth.
Well, I think if everybody is in their respective countries, it would just stay, like, if it was at the same time, it would just compact. Because, you know, like, you got people in Australia jumping and China jumping.
I don't think we'd feel anything.
I don't think we'd feel anything.
Maybe the northern hemisphere jumps and then the southern hemisphere, and we'll see if
we can
get
in. Yeah, and would you go real tall? Yeah.
Do you know what every button on your TV remote control is for?
Yes, but my remote control only has, like, 6 buttons.
Mine has 200, and I have no idea. I know how to turn it on and punch Netflix or whatever I want to watch. That's about it.
Oh,
I have 3 of them.
By
too.
The way, there was a question. This is a question, part of random, but it's off the beat path here because I want to get it in. They did a survey and said what TV show was good when it started, but not good at the end. You know, in other words, stayed on too long.
Yep.
You know what the number one show was?
What is it? This, The Wake Up Crew.
The Ranch.
I could see that. That wasn't even a question. That was just a remark.
That was just a jab.
It was just a dig.
Yeah. Which, I know, no comment on that?
Wrong. You like all of The Ranch, don't you?
I didn't like the last season. When Dax Shepard came on, I didn't really care for it as much. I never saw the ending of it.
What you do is you race through those just to get back to the beginning.
You can watch it a thousandth time.
Which shade of beige is your favorite, and what creative name can you give it?
Khaki is my favorite, okay. And I don't know that I have a creative name for it, but I do like khaki.
Yeah. Khaki goes with everything.
Yeah.
Even like, that's why it was so popular with houses for a long time, because you could slap anything up there, like a big G emblem or something.
I'm going to go creamy brulee.
Is that a coffee? Okay.
But it's a color, too.
And there's another one, another question about beige. Okay, anyway. What would be a good name for a fifth musketeer? There was D'Artagnan one in there, and who was it?
Pablo.
Very good.
Thanks.
I'm going to go with Picasso.
You don't have any idea what the musketeers were named, right?
Donatello,
nope,
Raphael.
Turtles.
Oh,
those
no.
Those are Ninja Turtles.
Nope, then I don't know.
If you had to arm wrestle the person sitting closest to you now, would you win?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
I wouldn't win. I wouldn't beat him or you. Really? I'm not strong. I don't have upper body strength. What's the most irksome challenge you deal with in daily life?
Yes. Be nice. So being here.
Be nice.
Dog hair.
Oh yeah,
my
me
dog
too.
Sheds. It's everywhere. My Roomba doesn't work anymore because it's you know, and so I hate it.
Your Roomba refuses to work.
My Roomba just gave up.
No, I can't. Oh, don't make me go out there.
I plead the fifth, sir.
Oh, okay. Must be something hidden there.
She works in the front office. Just kidding.
Oh wow!
Wow!
You're just kidding, right?
I am just kidding.
Where would you absolutely refuse to go alone?
Cave.
Well, you're right on top of these answers today.
I'm thinking Antarctica.
Well, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't want to go on a Ferris wheel. But anyway.
No.
And that's a look at random questions for our Wednesday. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate y'all doing that and doing
John,
so well.
We appreciate you hosting.
Thanks.
Creamy brulee.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture, so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We have a wonderful staff and the residents. We've made many new friends. And the staff and the residents relate so well to each other that it makes it like a family. We've been able to still have our neighbors come over and our church friends come.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or 615-904-7170.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Plugged In podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. Stay up to date on the EV world, hear interviews with experts, and more. Listen on your favorite podcast platform or visit mte.com/plugged in.
The
Wake Up Crew, WGNS,
with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 Wednesday Hump Day edition of the Wake Up Crew. Hoot hoot!
And celebrating birthdays today, we have Ron Byers, Bernie Steen, Sam Pennycup, Lori Jenkins, and Phyllis Dillon.
Those are the names that we have right now for you on the birthday club list. Now, if you've called in or text in this morning, we've got those names. We're going to announce them here in about a half an hour. But this is kind of your last call for birthdays. Anniversaries, too. The number is 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. Jump in on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club here this morning now, would you?
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Last 15 minutes of the Wake Up Crew coming up on 101.9, 100.5 WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Storms also possible during the afternoon. Highs top out near 69 degrees. Wind southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 59. Then a chance for afternoon showers and storms Thursday with highs approaching 79. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Good morning. Look at this accident out here in Bellevue in West Nashville. It's going to be on 40 eastbound at McCroy Lane. That's around the 192 mile marker. As you come in from Dixon County, Kingston Springs, keep in mind this has got the interstate slow on 40 going eastbound at the 192 mile marker. Starting to pick up now, leaving Wilson County on I-40 through Mount Julia, headed on over into Hermitage. Prince's Hot Chicken has live entertainment starting tonight at 6 o'clock. Check out that menu throughout the day at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro police are on the lookout after what's been dubbed the Great Walmart Block Heist, where a suspect made off with roughly $200 worth of Lego sets from the Walmart on South Rutherford Boulevard. Loss prevention staff observed the man eagerly filling his cart with Star Wars ships and miniature castles before bypassing the checkout and heading straight to his hatchback getaway car, marked with a cherry blossom decal and an Uber sign. Unfortunately, cameras failed to capture a license plate, leaving the police with only a description: a man in a white t-shirt and khaki shorts. Authorities continue their search, hoping to intercept the Lego-loving thief before his stolen Millennium Falcon turns into a full-blown Death Star. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro retailers are sharpening their watch for suspicious cart loaders who might be aiming to recreate the Lego movie in real life. On the fuel front, Tennessee has surged back into third place for the cheapest gas in the nation, boasting an average of $2.72 per gallon for regular unleaded, according to AAA. Rutherford County drivers are paying around $2.67 per gallon, offering a small break at the pump, while Cannon County residents face higher prices at $2.89. Diesel drivers across Tennessee are seeing an average of $3.26 per gallon, a slight drop over the past month. With summer road trips approaching, Tennesseans remain eager to hit the highways, with AAA reporting that 54% plan to head to the beach, 35% to major cities, and nearly 30% aiming for theme parks. Even amid economic uncertainties, vacation remains a priority across Rutherford County and beyond. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and our website. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a 5-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back at 7:35 to the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. And it's time to play Questions for Humans.
Yes, this is a card we've got from Ramsey. This is written by Dr. John Deloney, who hosts the Ramsey Show about once a week. Or maybe twice. I don't know how often he hosts the show. But anyway, we're gonna play today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready for a question? We'll start with you, John, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
Or actually, we'll do it. I'll ask both of you, and you can both answer.
Okay.
What is the strangest thing you know about your family history?
My name is kind of comes from a Confederate soldier.
Okay.
But I think it's a slave name, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. So. That is interesting.
Yeah.
Good answer, John.
Weren't expecting that from me, were you?
No, I wasn't.
I have a relative who was shot down in World War II and missing in action that was found many, many years later and finally brought home to be buried. It's
That's
like 20 years later or so. Yeah.
Look at that. First question down. Who is the worst boss you've ever had and why?
Brian Barrett.
You probably can't answer this because you've only ever had one boss. So, well, I guess you've had two.
I've had a few.
I've never
out
really,
of Martin Scott, who's worse? No, I'm just kidding.
I've never really had a bad boss.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never had that experience, really.
Other than?
No, none. Well, I don't want to say he's here.
Well, that job that I had when I was working, this was going to be my fourth job, and I went to the Hickory Hollow Mall kiosk, and I was going to be the information service person, and people would come up and say, where is this or where is that? And the person that was training me was the boss, and she was very mean, and I didn't show up the next day.
Mm.
I quit on
That's
the spot.
That's not like him either.
No.
It had to be bad for him to not show up. Well, he was younger.
So he has quit a job before.
That's true.
Didn't know that
well,
about
you. I just
you.
Didn't show up, but yeah.
Well, that's quitting.
That's quitting. In fact, that's worse than quitting.
Yeah.
What is your media guilty pleasure? So YouTube videos, movies, TV shows, books. Like, what's your guilty pleasure thing?
I like to watch old Westerns.
Okay. Well, that's not really, you don't feel guilty about it.
Oh, that feels
something,
guilty.
Something you're embarrassed to share kind of thing.
I'm not telling you that.
That's what a guilty pleasure is.
No. I like to watch soap operas. I feel guilty about okay. that sometimes.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good answer.
I guess I would have to say The Ranch, but I don't feel guilty about it, but you all make fun of me for it, so.
Well, when you've seen it 20 times.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
22.
You're single-handedly keeping that show on Netflix.
I know, I've got to.
All right, what is your process for making a big decision?
I step back from the situation, try not to make a rash decision, and then I ponder it for a while. I might ask somebody what they think, that kind of thing.
That's very thoughtful, and, you know, there's rationale behind that. That's very good. I would say I do many of the same things.
Okay, next question.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
John, this one's a two-parter.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe in soulmates, and do you believe in love at first sight?
You know, I thought I used to think I believed in love at first sight, but no, it doesn't really work that way.
Mm.
I think you...
I would agree, personally.
I mean, I've been in love a bunch of times, but the one that I first saw her, I guess that was love at first sight, but I thought I was in love before that, too, but actually, this one was real.
Was she in love with you at first sight?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's been my experience every single time. And what is that, soulmates?
Soulmates and love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in either of those or both of them?
I do not. I don't believe in love at first sight, I don't think. Well, it just doesn't work that way.
It also makes sense.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
I do not. I also don't believe in soulmates, so...
I think you're probably right. I would kind of tend to agree.
I'm coming at it more from a theological perspective, but that's,
Well, that's Questions for Humans this morning.
Power outages are unpredictable, but with Roscoe Brown's generator services, your peace of mind doesn't have to be. Whether it's storm season or an unexpected blackout, our generators ensure that your home stays powered. Installation, maintenance, or repair, our team's ready 24/7 to respond to your needs. With Roscoe Brown, you're not just getting a generator. You're securing a lifeline for those moments that you need it the most. Ensure your home is always powered. Your family's comfort is our commitment. RoscoeBrown.com.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks, your local printing experts.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew here on WGNS 101.9, 100.5, and we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric and United Communications. That's MTE's internet company. They deliver fast, 99.99% reliable fiber internet for homes and businesses. The only thing more reliable is the Wake Up Crew here for you every day. More at mte.com/internet.
Most of us are reliable here.
Well, yeah. Today's Good Neighbor of the Day, Regina Fisher. Regina is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts today. Someone wrote in to tell us she should be the good neighbor for her kindness and generosity, brightening the lives of those around her with the warm heart and thoughtful spirit that she has.
Aww.
Pretty good right there. Good Neighbor of the Day, Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and WGNS Regina Fisher is
up early.
Today's Good Neighbor of the Day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Again, these are Good Neighbor of the Day. I'm sorry, these are jokes of the day, dad joke of the day from John Young.
You want to talk about a segment that'll put you to sleep? Random.
That was, I would never say that about you, John.
He didn't mean it about John. He just meant it about the overall dad joke who's usually doing it, I think.
I was thinking
about the Monday through Wednesday shows that he's on. Anyway.
Oh.
You know, I went to Donut Country and said, what do you have with no fat and sugar? They said, the napkins.
Replay.
That's more true than anything.
That's been kind of John Young's, it's kind of been his MO for his jokes, just facts.
One more tomorrow from John, so he'll almost have the whole
week. You mean I'll be on my own to judge?
Yes.
Maybe see if you can get him recording the joke. I think that'd be good.
Well, he has better things to do in his life.
That's true.
I have better things to do in my life. Same. Here I am. What am I doing here? Tell us what, you know, let's tell them what we talked about today.
Or what we've learned.
What we learned. Yes, we didn't learn anything. What we talked about, though, we talked about, I had little facts. You learned those.
Yes.
Little facts. And there were some things you didn't know.
Japan has vending machines for everything.
One out of every 23 people.
Yep.
That's a lot of vending machines.
That's a lot of people.
Would that mean if WGNS was in Japan, we'd have a vending machine?
Probably out front. We used to have a vending machine.
No, it still couldn't get up the stairs.
You remember those days, John? You remember the vending machine days here?
Oh, gosh, I know.
Oh, man, it was nice.
That's when this place rocked.
That's when this was a good place to work.
Yeah.
That's really when things started to go downhill is once we lost the vending machine.
I have a Keurig, but no K-cups. So.
No K-cups.
Bring your own K-cup.
It was the sodas. And he'd let the producers vote on what drinks they wanted in the machine.
Yeah.
And if one wasn't selling well, he'd say, put in your votes for the new one.
He always got rid of my choices.
Yeah.
Caffeine. No, we don't do caffeine-free.
There was always a caffeine-free option for you.
Yeah, Sprite or something.
Sprite or whatever. But
I did think of you.
There'd be just some, like every now and then a producer would say, like, I think let's do cream soda. And then for a month, there'd be cream soda in there.
You had some weird thing you liked that he went and got put in there. Yeah.
Well, I worked here 7 days a week.
Machine broke down, so that was the end of it.
They don't sell replacement parts.
Nope. The old machine on the wall.
That was when this was a rocking place to be.
I do have some spare parts in my closet I just found the other day, but not enough to fix it. But I have no idea where that even got to.
I think it got thrown away, probably.
Yeah, but it was a pretty big thing to throw away. I don't know how it happened.
Oh, man.
You don't remember a lot of things, do you?
No.
Mm-mm. Have you been tested?
For autism or like what?
Well,
ADHD?
You're losing a lot of mental.